Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Sal Capaccio. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
All right, I'm going to admit something here right now that I'm kind of embarrassed and ashamed to admit. At 52 plus years on this earth, sports, professional sports broadcaster, sports talk radio host, golfer. Later in life, I picked up golf, but you know, in my 20s, but it's okay. Golfer, love golf. And I just found out literally 60 seconds ago that this tune has a name from Josh.
I had no idea.
I didn't know it.
I didn't know this had a name.
Yeah, it's called Augusta. It's by Dave Loggins. It was written in 1981.
Okay, and if you had said, hey, what's that thing called? I would say, oh, it's probably called the Masters theme, right? Like, that might be the attached name. I thought maybe, and maybe this is true, actually. Here's the question I have for you. Okay, now we're going to go down this rabbit hole, if you can help me with this, Josh. Was the song made... called Augusta just because somebody was in Georgia and they liked living in Augusta, and then the Masters said, we're going to take this? Or was the song made for the Masters?
From what I can tell here from my Google search for the name, it looks like it might have been named or made for the Masters itself, and then CBS okay. picked it up. I don't know, though, if it just is a coincidence that they found it the year it was written, because it got picked up like the year or two after it was written. There's also, apparently, there's lyrics for it. We only ever hear this version, but apparently there's lyrics for it. I'm going to see if I can find
those.
Yeah, I'll see if I can. Well, the lyrics, it's springtime in the valley on Magnolia Lane. It's the Augusta National and the master of the game. Who'll wear that green coat on Sunday afternoon? Who'll walk the 18th fairway singing this tune? Augusta, your dogwoods and pines, they play on my mind like a song. Augusta, it's you that I love, and it's you that I'll miss when I'm gone. Wow.
Those are the words. Those are the lyrics. Okay, so that answers the question I just had. Okay, but wait, that answers the first question I had, which is, was it written before, is it just written randomly and they picked it up? No, it's clearly about the golf tournament, because they're talking about the green jacket. Like, the song was written for that.
Oh, I thought you meant, like, did someone, like, from CBS say, hey, you have to write this song?
No,
I see what you're saying.
What I'm saying is, was the song, like, written a long time ago, and then we're like, hey, there's a great song about the city of Augusta, let's play it. for the Masters, or did someone actually go, I'm going to write a song about the golf tournament, the Masters? Clearly, that's what happened here, okay? Because there's the green jacket is included in the lyrics. Now, when you read that to me, all I could think of was Jim Nance reading it.
Yeah, so Jim Nance.
The only thing you're
that.
Missing is him saying, hello, friends, and then reading that. Like, come on, right? Shouldn't Jim Nance do that from now on? He should open up the Masters by reading what you just read.
I mean, it kind of goes like a poem, to be honest. Like, it,
right, it's, of course.
It's more of a poem than lyrics, I think.
Yes. I mean, right. If you could find, like, the actual lyrics of someone singing it, that would be outstanding. I don't know if that exists. It's got, and somewhere it probably does. I just learned. I mean, I just learned about this. Literally 52 plus years. When was this made? 1971, you said?
81.
Oh, 81. 1981. All right. Well, I was a kid.
I have found a lyric version.
Oh, can we play it? Can we play it? The lyric version of, what is this called? It's just called Augusta. It's just called Augusta. That's it, right?
Yep, and it's by Dave Loggins. It's him okay. singing, too.
Not to be confused with Kenny Loggins from Footloose fame, who wrote Footloose and many other movie tracks back in the 1980s. Go ahead.
Well, it's springtime in the valley on Magnolia Lane. It's the Augusta National and the Masters of the game.
I love it. It's great.
Wear that green coat on Sunday afternoon.
Did he say green coat?
Yep, that he did.
Singing this tune.
Oh my gosh, here comes the refrain. Here we go.
Augusta, your dogwoods and pines, you play.
This is amazing. Josh, they should be playing this on CBS, right? Come on.
I can't believe I've never heard this before with
me
the lyrics.
Neither.
Like, I didn't even know these existed.
I mean, I am blown away right now. I really am. Like, I know. Little things in life that you get to me. It make me go, holy cow, but this is one of them. Luka drops over 40 last night in his old team. I don't care. I'm blown away by the Masters lyrics. This is great. Welcome to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show today. That is outstanding. It totally fits. And I could totally just see Jim Nance singing that, saying that, playing that. That's what they should do. On CBS. Now, a good question is, you mentioned CBS having that song. Does CBS own the rights to the musical version? Because I know the Masters is always on CBS, but in this day and age, what if the rights change? Does another network get to play that tune?
That's true. I wonder if they own it, or maybe if they, you know, asked him to write it. Then it'd be one thing. But if he wrote it and then they just picked it up, that'd be completely different. And who knows if that rights could change eventually. I mean, I don't think CBS would ever risk losing that, though, right? Like, that's their thing.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, listen, things can change. In February, I remember this happened. In February 24, I'm reading, the Michael Jackson estate sold half of his publishing and recording Masters catalog to Sony Music Group for at least $600 million. So they actually own Michael Jackson's, like, you can sell the rights to these things, obviously. So I'm blown away. It's a great way to start a Thursday here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. The Masters is rolling. Thanks for being with me today. We're going to talk a little bit about the Masters, a lot about the Masters, actually, with our guy, Brian Koziol. He's going to join me at 11 a.m. today. We're going to get into Scottie Scheffler's chances of repeating and winning 3 of 4. We'll get into where Rory is right now. I think he's been playing some excellent golf, maybe some of the best golf of any golfer right now on tour. And a little bit more on the Masters, maybe some picks, who he likes maybe to come out from, you know, maybe not one of the favorites, let's say. So we'll get with Brian Koziol at 11 a.m. on the Masters. At 11:30 today, it is the radio return of our guy, Patrick Hammer. Pat, back on TV. Good to see him. And now he's back on radio. And the reason why I'm going to have Pat on today, I reached out yesterday and said, Hey, buddy, he's not my, that's the Monday thing, right? See, I normally do that. Hey, buddy. I actually text those words sometimes. I've probably texted those words to you, Josh. The hey, buddy.
You have.
Hey, buddy.
I think you did it today, actually.
Oh, I did? That's amazing.
You might have. I don't know. I might be wrong. But you definitely have before.
I talk to text. So when I talk, that's how Hey Buddy started, the segment Hey Buddy I do on Mondays during football season. The segment Hey Buddy started because J.J. Torito, who's a producer down for the Bills and Sabres, I was doing shows down there years ago, and he said, you should do a segment called Hey Buddy because you always say Hey Buddy to people. And I'm like, I do? I didn't realize it. It's kind of a reflex. It's just what I do. You know, so I go, Hey Buddy. So when I talk to text, I do it too. I click the button. I go, Hey Buddy, today for the show, and I'll say something to you. So anyway, that's what I did to Pat Hammer. I said, Hey Buddy, we haven't heard from you in a while, and it is Easter break for many kids and families next week, including mine. I will be gone until next Thursday from this show. You have me today, and then next Thursday is the last time you're going to hear from me. We'll be on a plane down to Florida in some sunshine with the fam. Going to hit the Sabres game this weekend in Tampa. Just randomly, ironically happened like it did a couple years ago. Same thing happened a couple years ago. Josh, I think it was 2 years ago, I think. Might have been three, but I think it was 2 years ago. It happened to fall Sabres at Lightning while during break, and we were at the game where Ilya Lyubushkin scored in overtime.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. That was 2 years ago. That was the one point where they missed the playoffs by 1 point. Mm. I remember that game very vividly. That was
It was an amazing game. It was back and forth. Sabres were down. They came back. They tied it. They took the lead. Lightning came back and tied it. Lightning tied it with a pulled goalie. Lightning had a power play in overtime and hit the goalpost. And then like 20 seconds later, Lyubushkin comes down and scores in overtime on a breakaway. It was great. It was fantastic. We were cheering, obviously. Max had his Sabres flag. It was great. And then we were walking out of the arena, and some adult was not being very adult-like to me and my son, and saying things and using hand gestures, which I think that were very inappropriate to give to at the time a 9-year-old. But, you know, I mean, whatever. I was going to make him social media famous. I took the guy's picture, and I decided not to do that. Like, I'm not going to do that. Guy's just being an idiot. So let him be an idiot. We'll go home. We'll be happy. Go back to the hotel. Hopefully that happens again. Not what the guy did, but the Sabres winning in Tampa. That's what I'm going to do this weekend, and going to head down. I'm not playing golf this weekend. Just too much going on. Going to see some family. Going to hit Orlando. Going to hit Tampa. And I will see some friends. Just don't have time to really play golf. I'd love to, but just too many things you want to do that, you know, you want to be with people and hang out with people. So won't be doing that, but you have me today, and then you have me next Thursday. In the meantime, and I know next week, even Thursday and Friday, is still Easter break for a lot of people. It's not for everybody, I think. Not every child, not every school has it, but a lot do. So I figured, hey, let's get with Pat Hammer. Let's talk about this weather. Josh, I don't know what it's like in Amherst this morning, but here in Studio Capaccio in the city of Buffalo, it is snowing. In fact, it was, I should say, 15 minutes ago. It is not now. It was 15 minutes ago.
It hasn't snowed a flake here yet, but it is very cold. As it was yesterday, but I'm very happy to report we don't have snow here in Amherst. So that's crazy. Snow in Buffalo on April 10th. Gotta love it.
Yeah, I know, right? And look, we had 70 degrees a couple times in March, so we'll get with Pat Hammer about all that. Here's the good news. I think he's going to tell us, because I've been looking at the long range. I think we're getting back into a more average pattern in about a week or so, because I looked when we come back, like, and I come back from Florida next week, it's like mid-50s, near 60. I'm like, okay, I can handle that, and that's kind of where we should be this time of year. So we kind of got to get through this a little bit, and we will. While I'm down there, it's going to be beautiful, 70s, 80s, looking forward to it. It's going to be great. Then we come back, it's time for the NFL draft, and going to have about a week and a half ramp up to that, 2 week ramp up to that once we come back. In fact, one week ramp up, I should say. It's 2 weeks from tonight. The NFL draft is 2 weeks from tonight. That's when it starts, in Green Bay, Thursday night, round one. People ask me all the time, you go to the draft? I actually have been to two NFL drafts, but that was a long time ago before I was working at WGR. I was actually down in Florida working in radio, and it was actually the year before. Anyway, I can't remember the exact timing of if I was still in college for one of them. I think I was working radio, and then when I went to Florida. But the point is, it was 96 and 97. I believe those were the 2 years that I was there, and that was at Radio City Music Hall, and they had the draft right there. It's changed, obviously, over the years. They've had it at different places. Paramount Theater, I think it was. Kajana Carter was the number one pick 1 year when I went to the NFL draft. And it's cool to be there. It's a great experience. And I think if you're a if you're a TV station, you're a TV personality, you know, the draft is different. It's visual, right? You go and you get all the video of the people getting drafted and going up on stage, things like that. But for me, what I do as a beat reporter here on the radio, way more important to be here in Buffalo, because that's where we hear from Brandon Bean. That's where we hear from really the person who gets drafted. We usually do a conference call, but anything that happens, all the Bills people are here. Now, yes, the Bills are actually, they'll send a contingent to the draft to make the pick. And there's a great, great video, by the way, the Bills shared. If you haven't seen this yet, it's super awesome. Through Make-A-Wish, the Bills had a young man come into the facility, and Brandon Bean got to meet with him yesterday. And Brandon Bean surprised him and said, this is all, you can go to BuffaloBills.com, or you can actually go to their Twitter feed at Buffalo Bills. Tommy, and I hope I say his last name right, Paris Miso, he's going to be announcing the Bills' first pick. And this is a great, great video if you go watch it. It's through Make-A-Wish, and the Bills did this right, and it's going to be awesome for Tommy. So go check out that video. But that's what happens in Green Bay, because Brandon Bean won't be in Green Bay. He'll be here in Buffalo. That's why I'll be in Buffalo. Like, a lot of media will be in Buffalo. We'll be in the media room. We'll bring that to you round one of the NFL draft. That is Thursday night, April 24th, 2 weeks from tonight. What I want to do today is get a little bit of a temperature gauge from all of you as far as the Bills are concerned and where you are with what you think they should do. Okay? I did post the Bills' current roster on my Twitter feed at Sal Sports. Someone said, can you post the current roster? And I realized, you're right, I have not done that in a while. So I made sure that I did that. And if you look at the roster, I've colored coded in yellow all of the new additions to the team. You may say, why is Jake Camarda, for example, not color coded? Well, he was on the practice squad when the season ended. So anybody in the practice squad is not a new addition. KJ Hamler, Jalen Virgil, they're not new additions. Branson Dean, Zion Logue, they were on the practice squad. So they aren't new additions. New additions are guys who are not in the organization. The Bills don't have a ton of them. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Here are the new additions. Running back, Darrington Evans. Wide receivers, Joshua Palmer and Laviska Shenault, who's more of a kick returner. Offensive lineman, mostly guard, Kendrick Green. Defensive lineman, edge rushers, Joey Bosa and Michael Hoyt, clearly the biggest position where they've added already. Michael Hoyt, of course, suspended 6 games. So is Larry Ogunjobi, new addition, defensive tackle. Cornerback Dane Jackson. Safety Derek Forrest. Punter Brad Robbins, along with Camarda, he'll be the punter heading to camp. So, there are 10 new additions on the Bills. They're going to add more through the draft. They have 68 total players right now. You're allowed 90. Someone asked me the other day also, when do the Bills have to be at 90? They don't. You never have to be at 90. In fact, I don't even think there's a floor. There might be, like, maybe the NFLPA says you got to have at least 85. I've never seen that. I got to go look, but you don't have to be at 90. The Bills have had 88 or 89 in points, but you are allowed up to 90. That's the maximum you can have to take to camp, to have on your roster when you go to training camp. So as of right now, they need 22 more people, 22 more players. They are scheduled to have 10 draft picks. Of those 10 draft picks, they are scheduled to have 3 in the first 2 rounds over the first 2 days. Now, round one is Thursday. Rounds 2 and 3 are Friday. The Bills do not have a third-round pick right now. They have 2 in the second round, though. So even though they're scheduled to have 2 picks on day 2, they're both in the second round. Those are 56 and 62. You put them with pick number 30 in the first round, the Bills have a total of 3 picks scheduled right now, first 2 rounds, pick number 30, pick number 56, pick number 62. One of those is because of the Stephon Diggs trade with the Houston Texans, but it's actually the Vikings pick. Okay, so I have a question, and I threw this out on Twitter. There's already 54 responses to this. I love it. It means I'm getting a lot of good replies, and you can do that too. It's called Getting Connected with Our Fans, brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. Through the first 2 rounds, picks 30, 56, and 62, not specific players, folks. I don't want you to say, I want them to draft this guy. I mean, because you don't know how the board's going to fall. And I understand that that is contingent on this question. I get it. This is not a perfect question, all right? But let's have some fun. Positions or trades? What's your ideal scenario with each of these? 30, 56, and 62. Now, is it just a sum of, hey, out of those first three picks, I want two defensive linemen? Out of some of those first three picks, is it I want to trade up and get a higher first round pick? Out of that sum of first three picks, is it trade down, get more picks, get another third round pick, more cracks at better players, at more players? Anything is on the table. Or do you want specifically, hey, at 30, they need to go D tackle or they need to go wide receiver? That's what I'm looking for. And you can call me up here. We have time before we get to the 11 o'clock hour to hear from Brian Koziol. Open phone lines right now on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. So give me a call. Tell me what you'd like the Bills to do with those first three picks, ideally. 30, 56, and 62. If you want to be specific on each one, that's fine. Or collectively as a group, what are you trying to get out of those first three picks? Not specific players. I get that. 803-0550 is the number. At this point, I would say, I'm confident in saying, how about this? Confident. I don't know if confidence is the word. I would be surprised if the Bills take an offensive player with any of those picks. I actually would be surprised. I think the Bills are going straight defense rounds one and two right now with the three picks. Now, if there is truly a guy there on offense, of course, they'll take a wide receiver. If there's someone who falls they really, really like and he's falling, I wouldn't discount it. But at this point, I'd be surprised if the Bills pick any offense within those first three picks. Now, if the Bills were to trade and go into the third round, I think that opens up offense a little bit. Because I think right now, where they are picking, they can get more impact players on defense, and that's what they need. I'm thinking two defensive linemen and a corner right now. That's what I'm thinking out of those first three. Two defensive linemen and a corner. I think two corners would be a little too much to ask. I don't know where the spots are on the roster for guys like that right now. Two defensive linemen, though, you can definitely use. You have a rotation. You have Michael Hoyt. You have Larry Ogunjobi. They're both suspended. Clearly, you can use them, and you need those players. It's literally need meets want or value, whatever. So let's do it. Let's go to the phone lines right now. Let's start us off with Joe. Hold on 1 second, Joe. I'm going to pull you up. Give me 1 second, buddy. I just have to reorganize my screen here. 803-0550 is the number. Go ahead, Joe. You're on the air.
How are you guys doing this morning?
Good, thanks.
You know, last year I really wanted them to trade up and get Brian Thomas. Obviously, we didn't do that. So this year, I feel like if Will Johnson makes it out of the top 15, you go and get him. Or maybe call up Seattle, give a later second, or maybe probably later second to get Woolen. So this way we can go into the draft and literally not have a glaring hole or need.
Okay, I appreciate it. And listen, Will Johnson is fantastic. He has family here in Buffalo, by the way, in Western New York. I don't think he's getting out of the top 15. I mean, I guess there could be a chance for that. I think I already had some sort of injury that prevented him from doing some workouts. But, you know, I don't think he's getting out of the top 15. He's considered one of the top corners in this draft. Looking more, less for specific and more for in general, but that's okay. Go ahead. Another Sal, fellow Sal in Lackawanna. What's up, Sal?
Hey, so I actually got kind of named after you. That's funny.
No, you did defense. Not.
I did, but it's a story for another day. I got the nickname.
Okay.
But, I wanted to get your 2 cents on, I know you watched the Super Bowl, and I'm speaking on all of Bills Mafia and how we're probably envious on the Philly D-line. And what D-linemen do you like coming out of the draft?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of them. I think Shamar Stewart would be a good fit for the Bills. I like Derek Harmon a lot from Oregon. There's quite a few. But, yeah, I mean, listen, take your pick of these defensive linemen. I don't know who's going to be you never know at 30, right, who's going to be there, A, and you never know who's going, Mason Graham, right, who's going to be the guy that rises up to be that next great defensive lineman, you know, in the NFL. At 30, is there going to be one of those? But I do like that. And Sal, I think you bring up a good point. You watch the Super Bowl, and of course you look and say, that's what the Bills need. But to me, take two of them in the first three picks. Take two of them. That's what the Bills need to do. Two defensive linemen and a secondary play, a corner. That's what I say. Marty in West Seneca. Hi, Marty.
Hey, how you doing? It's a beautiful
good, Marty.
Morning. Snowing out.
Is it snowing where you are in West Seneca?
It just stopped.
Yeah, me too. Me too here in the city. It's going to get a little warmer, though. You're okay, Marty. This is Buffalo.
Okay,
we're on
I'll
the right
be fine.
Track.
I'm staying right. In the house. I got the heat on.
I love it. What's up, buddy?
No, I just think like defensive back or defensive line.
Either or. Yeah. If you take three. Yeah. Sorry, buddy. If you take all three picks, 30, 56, yeah. And 62, and I said you could take two of those positions and one of the other, which two are you doing? You know what I mean?
Defensive
Would
line.
Would you rather? Yeah, I think so too.
But then
what happens
at number 30? I don't know who the top wide receiver is.
Well, there's a good debate on that. I guess Tet McMillan probably would be in this draft, but the Bills aren't going to get him. I don't think it's interesting with him. He's very polarizing.
Off the board, huh?
Well, let me ask you this. Let's forget who it is. Would you take a wide receiver at 30?
If it's one of the top three wide receivers.
Yeah. Well, we don't know how their board falls, and I appreciate it. I'm not a wide receiver guy at 30. I just don't know where he's playing. I mean, if you take a wide receiver at 30, you have to kind of vault him above Keon Coleman and Joshua Palmer, right? I mean, I don't think that's going to happen. I mean, yeah, I know the Bills have said what they said about Keon Coleman. He's still a big part of what they do. We got another Sal. This isn't the same Sal. Is it, Josh? The same Sal? No, I don't think so. Do we really have two Sals that have called this morning?
We've got three Sals for the price of one today.
There's another Sal on a cell. This is the second Sal today. Man, this is great. Hi, Sal. How are you?
Oh, real good, Sal. How are you?
I'm good. Are you a Salvatore as well?
Yes.
Beautiful. Love it. What's on your mind, buddy?
All right. Well, here's my take. I keep hearing people talk about receiver, and I don't get it. So here's my overall. The Bills scored a lot of points last year, right?
And they had the league MVP at quarterback.
Right. So he's going to keep scoring a lot of points, and we're going to score a lot of touchdowns. If we can shore up this defense, what happens? We put the ball in Josh's hands even more often, right? So the offense that nobody expected to do a lot after Diggs left actually performed pretty darn well. So in my eyes, we need a cornerback, you know, defensive line, safety, and shore that end up and put the ball in Josh's hands more often. Stop letting these teams just have their way running up and down the field.
Sal, there's a reason why your name's Salvatore, because I agree with you 100%. I love that take. Thank you. I'm on board with you. Great. Thank you, buddy. Thanks for the phone call. I agree 100%. It's exactly what I think about wide receiver. I couldn't have said it any better from what I said a minute ago. I'd be stunned, and I think it'd be a waste of resources, waste of assets to draft a wide receiver at 30. Sorry. Unless you're getting all of a sudden one of the great wide receivers. If you have somebody really high, whoever that is on your board, the Bills have somebody ranked really high at wide receiver. I don't know. Is that Golden, whoever it is, McMillan, whatever. And all of a sudden he's down there and they're like, we just can't pass up this guy. He's going to change everything about our offense. You'd still have to convince me, but I think it's a waste of resources. I agree with Sal. You set a franchise record for points scored. You had the league MVP. You have a second-year player, Keon Coleman, you just used last year. You just paid Josh Palmer, $8, $9 million a year. Curtis Samuel's on the team for whatever. Right? I mean, like, where's he playing? Where's the snaps coming from? Khalil Shakir's there. I don't get it. So I'm going defense, and I like that. All right, Mark, you stay with me, as well as everybody else who's calling right now. 803-0550. I like it. We got a good debate going, a good question here for you to answer here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. How would you like to see the first three picks play out in totality for the Buffalo Bills? We'll take a timeout here. We'll come back. We'll do more of that with your phone calls. Brian Koziol at 11 on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, welcome back to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Sal Capaccio with you. We are loaded with phone calls, and I love it. Let's get to Mark in West Seneca talking Bills draft, first three picks, how they look for you, what you'd like to see. Go ahead, Mark.
Hey, Sal, how are you?
Good, thanks.
It's good. Hey, I tried to lay this scenario out yesterday with Steve and Brownie on One Bills Live, and he got a little confused. I think it's very...
Well, try to keep it succinct, then. I will not be confused, and I have a bunch of phone calls, so do it the best you can with focusing my attention on what you want.
Okay, quickly. I'd love to see him take number 30, trade back into the second round. I don't care where they end up, okay? And with that, pick up a third rounder. Then take that third rounder and parlay that with whatever you need to out of our fourth, fifth, and sixth rounders. I don't care if it's both fourths, whatever it is. And move into the second round again, thus ending up with four.
Okay, hold on. I got this. I'm writing it down. I want to make sure I got the flow chart right. Third, go back into the second.
Right. You'd end up
now with three twos.
You would end up with four.
And a third.
Okay. Right. Okay. Right.
Yep.
There you are.
Yep. Hold on. And then you would take. You would take a third and what to go back into the second. I think the issue, first of all, I would have is you got to make sure everything falls in time to do this, right? Like, because a lot of times these trades happen when you're on the clock, when you're that late. These are not trades that happen today, you know what I mean? But go ahead.
Well, think about it. If the first round is just one day. So after the first round ends and you make that pick to make that trade to drop into the second and pick up the third, now you've got the whole night and the next day to take that third and parlay it whatever you need to move into the second round then.
So okay, what's the end game, Mark? Why are you doing all this?
So I end up with four picks in the top 64, and I can take four defensive players if I want, or even scratch that wide receiver itch everybody seems to always have, take a wide receiver and three defensive players, whatever combination of defensive players that they want.
So you would rather have four picks in the top 64 than three in the top 62?
Yes, without a doubt.
That's fine, and I agree. But I'm saying to go down, you would rather go down, not have number 30. You would drop down for one extra pick in that same time frame. You would drop down. I don't know if that's worth it because you're picking 30 and you're dropping all the way down. If you're only going to get one extra pick in that group, I'd still rather be picking a little higher, if that makes sense.
Yeah, but the word is that I've been listening to since draft Knicks have been talking. There's not a lot of difference.
Agreed.
In all of those, all those spots, all those numbered picks from 15 down to the end of the second round. So,
Mark, you're not wrong. I agree with that. I'm not even pushing back. I think for me, it's more about value, though, and getting those rounds. But you're right about that. You know, more cracks in those rounds. Thanks, Mark. I appreciate it. Good thought. Thank you for explaining that. Let's go to Butch on the east side. What's up, Butch?
My brother from another beautiful mom. Thanks for taking my call. I love WGR. I love MSG. And to all the fans who watch and listen, Butch from the east side, I love you dearly. Listen, bro, I got something to tell you, and that's serious. People talk about drafting a wide receiver, all right? I'm going to put that to bed. Reason why, bro, put it this way. In the first round, second round, put that to bed. Reason why, I really believe Buffalo is going to give Terrell Shavers the opportunity that he deserves and put him in that tree, that wide receiver room, and give him a real opportunity to make that 53. That's my opinion.
Well, let me stop you right there. I'm going to give you a virtual high five. We are in agreement here. Whether it's Tyrell Shavers is fine, and I don't disagree with that part, but excuse me, I agree with you 100%, Butch, that I'd be stunned if they took a wide receiver. I really would.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, like you said, Sal, with the exception of McMillan, I'm going to use one wide receiver. Forget Bowles and forget all the rest of the Texas wide receivers. I'm going to use McMillan. If McMillan drops out of the top 15 and go all the way to 30, I see them maybe trying to get him. They might not even get him. But knowing Brandon Bean, he's going to take the best player available at that point. I can see it. But really, we don't need him, you know, to be honest. We have enough receivers that didn't give you, like I said before, didn't even get the opportunity. KJ Hamlin. It's a lot of receivers that never really got the opportunity that can add to what we have. Plus, Palmer's here. We have tight ends. We have enough people to throw the ball to. Not saying we wouldn't need somebody else, because I have a player I'm going to speak about in a minute that plays that position, but we're not going to take him as early. Now, saying that, this is the year that Brandon Bean solidifies the defensive line for years to come. I really believe we get a couple D tackles. I really believe we get maybe a corner and leave it at that. Now, moving back in the second, maybe in the last half of the draft, Sal, and thanks for taking my call. I want you to kiss the queen for me and give my nephew a high five, please, and tell them both I love them. But I want to say about teaching. We get a lot of players from a lot of different colleges, but let's look at somebody in Colorado. When you got the Deion Sanders, you know, teachings, et cetera. Look at a Jimmy Horn Jr. Look at a Shiloh Sanders. Maybe Beckett in the fifth round, the fourth round. You bring in two players in here who were really taught well, that really could come into our team and our shelf and add to what we have later on in the draft. They're ready to go. They've been taught like pros. They've been acting like pros. They've been around pros. Nothing. The lights is not going to be big for these two kids. And I just want Buffalo maybe to look at that Colorado program. I look at a Jimmy Horn Jr. as a receiver. You can put him in a room later on, or put him on a practice squad or whatever. And a Shiloh Sanders who could come in and play maybe a safety or a special teamers, et cetera. It's something to look at. But I love you, my brother, man. And I take care of yourself. And thanks so much for taking Butch's call, bro.
You're the best, buddy. Thanks a lot. Appreciate you. That is Butch on the east side. Good stuff right there. Yeah. Shiloh Sanders, I don't know. I mean, he's not considered a huge prospect, but – and we'll see. Obviously, great bloodlines. We know that. Rob in Tonawanda. What's up, Rob?
How you doing, Sal?
Good, thanks.
My name's not Sal, but I am Italian, so we got that in common.
I got another Sal on hold, believe it or not. I'm going to get to him in a minute.
Oh, my God.
Unbelievable, I know. Go ahead, I know.
Anyway, I was watching the Super Bowl, and I know everyone's talking about how amazing the Eagles' defensive line was, which they definitely were. What I noticed more than anything is that their corners and their linebackers covered like glue, and they kept their bodies facing the quarterbacks instead of chasing the receivers or the backs, and gave Mahomes no targets to access. And that's what I think was a key component to the Philadelphia front line, D-line, doing what they did. So I believe that the Bills should focus in on cornerbacks and linebackers in the draft.
Interesting. Linebackers, I can't agree with that, but I do know that, you know, with Matt Milano's contract restructure, as of now, probably looks like he's not going to be here in 2026, But Brandon Bean said that's still possible. I mean, if he has a really good year, they could re-sign him. They don't need another middle linebacker. I don't agree with about the linebackers. I think that they have to concentrate on D-line. Their linebackers are good. They have good linebackers. They have to stay healthy at linebackers, what it is. And maybe this is part of your point, but man, you got Terrell Bernard, you got Joe Andreessen behind him who looked really good last year. And then, of course, Dorian Williams led the team in tackles last year when he filled in for Matt Milano. So don't agree about the linebackers, but I appreciate the call and I understand the thought. Another Sal. Truly another Sal? Is it Sal in North Tonawanda? What's up, Sal?
Sal, hello, sir. It's a pleasure to be on the air with you. I'm a huge fan of the local amateur sports around here. Real quick side story. The first ever Buffalo State game I got to watch on TV when Time Warner Cable was a thing. You were actually the commentator on it, and it was a fantastic game against Cortland. I'll never forget it. It was pretty cool to see you. But staying on the point of the local amateur sports, big UB guy here. You know, was with him through the thick and thin. You know, through the days where we were living high with you know, the boys like Naaman Roosevelt and James Starks, to when things got a little low with Coach Quinn, but. Now we're back on the rise. What do we think of Sean Dolak coming out, and where do we think he's going to go? Is he going to get drafted, or maybe possibly after the draft? What are your thoughts, Sal?
Sal, first of all, thanks for all that. I appreciate it. Yeah, man. You know, it's been a while since I've done some of that color commentary, play by play for some of the local college scene. But done that over the years: ESPN Plus, UB Women, UB Men, Buff State. Whether it's basketball, football, hockey. So thank you for that. I really appreciate that. At this point, I think Sean Dolak's going to get drafted. And if you would have asked me that a month ago, I don't know if I would have said that because he was not invited to any combine, any bowl game. And generally, they do that based by how they kind of read the room a little bit and get a feel. And I think we all know that all these people who make these decisions miss the mark in some capacity with Sean Dolak, right? Then he has his pro day and he just blows it away. And he would have been like in the top five or six of linebackers on speed, on strength, you know, the bench press, the 40, all that kind of stuff. I think Sean Dolak's getting drafted on day three. I don't know if he's a fit for the Bills. I know people would love him here. He'd have to compete basically with Joe Andreessen and or Dorian Williams. And yeah, as much as I just said, maybe this is Matt Milano's last year. We don't know how that's going to play out. Could very well be. You still got to compete with Joe Andreessen, Dorian Williams, and Eddie Ulofosio. Like, I don't know where there's a spot for him here. But I'm rooting for him to get drafted, to make a team, to be on a team. I love the local, as you say, the local sports scene. Me too, Sal. As you know, I'm a champion for it here, right? I'd love to highlight local people who do well in any endeavor, but especially our sports scene. You know, like Carlin Hartman, literally like first-team All-Western New York basketball player in 1990. And now he's a national champion basketball coach, associate head coach at the University of Florida. Like, that's a great story. And I love talking about stuff like that. So I would love to see Sean Dolak get drafted and make an impact. And the story of Joe Andreessen was amazing last year because of where he came from and being local, and partly because he wasn't drafted, right? He was just a tryout guy and he got a job and he made the team and all that. I think Dolak could have a very similar type of story, even if he gets drafted, in the regard that everyone kind of counted him out in the pre-draft process. So that would be great. Thanks a lot for the phone call. We'll take a timeout. Stick with me. I'll get to the phone calls that are on air before we hit the top of the hour. Brian Colziel joins me to talk Masters at 11 a.m. Pat Hammer on weather coming this weekend and during Easter break for a lot of people out there next week. That's at 11:30 today on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. All right, speaking of the NFL draft, tune in to Chopin the Bulldog for our annual pre-draft special, Thursday, April 17th. I'll be back, I told you, 1 week from today. 4 to 6:30 p.m. is when that is airing. It's streaming live on YouTube. We're going to bring you the latest insights and mock draft predictions, insider info, guest appearances from Jeremy White, Joe DiBiase, Nate Geary. I'll be there as well. The show is presented by your Upstate Honda dealers. Visit your local Upstate Honda dealer for excellent deals on the entire Honda lineup, including the all-new Honda Passport. Josh, you just told me that Jeremy White actually knew the lyrics to that Masters song?
Yeah, apparently he does. He sang them the other day, and I thought he was joking, but apparently
he's a Masters nerd. Jeremy, you're a Masters nerd. I love it. All right, let's go to Mike in South Buffalo talking draft, first three picks for the Bills. What's up, Mike?
Hey, Sal. What's up, buddy? I'm playing football.
All right, Mike. Good to talk to you, buddy. Thank you.
Hey, let's go Ricky Williams, blockbuster, and just go get Travis Hunter.
Woo! He is great. He really is. I mean, he's a sensational player, sensational athlete. What would you do with him if you got him?
Play him both ways.
Full time as much as possible?
As much as he can handle.
All right. Just like you in flag football, Mike. That's what he'd be like. Thanks a lot, buddy. I appreciate it. You got it. Yeah, no doubt. Thank you. Anthony in Buffalo. What's up, Anthony? How are you, man?
Hey, Sal. How you doing?
Good,
you know,
thanks.
For me, I'm on the trade route as well. For me, I would love to see us go after Trey Hendrickson. I know it's going to take a first-round pick, but it's just going to solidify that we need somebody to attack the quarterback. And then, obviously, by having somebody that can rush and attack the QB will allow our safeties to have a little more help, because the ball, they're not going to have 3-4 seconds to throw the football. So
it would cost a first rounder and a lot of money. I think that's more of the issue. You know, if you could just get them for the first rounder and then some, it's one thing, but I don't know how they can pay them after paying and where the cap is right now. I guess there's always a way, right? We always say that, Anthony, but I think that's part of the issue here. You know what I mean?
Sure. I'm sure there's franchise tags for a year. I mean, let him play for a year. Let's win a Super Bowl with this guy. You know, we've got the firepower. Yeah. Let's go after it. I mean, that's really where I stand. But have a great day. Go Bills.
All right, you got it, Anthony. Thanks a lot for the phone call. Really appreciate it. We'll take a timeout here coming up. By the way, he mentioned safety. I'm not on board with safety like a lot of you are. I'm getting a lot of responses at Sal Sports, by the way, to this question. In fact, we got Noel Fan just tweeted in. Safety would be one of his spots that he would go early. It wouldn't be for me. I just don't I just don't see how or where. They believe in Cole Bishop. They drafted him in the second round last year. A lot of you thought if he didn't start last year, that was a wasted pick. And I said, no, that's ridiculous. It's a second round pick. You can't expect him just to walk in and play right away. But he did have a role, and he's going to have a bigger role this year, I think. He's going to win that safety job. I think that's what they expect this year. And you have Taylor Rapp, who played well last year. He's got 2 more years left in his deal. I know that he's had a couple injury problems, but I just don't see safety being an area they're going to concentrate early on in the draft. So I'm not with you on that. I think you got to have more impact players at positions right now where you're trying to win that can play. And that to me is defensive tackle, maybe edge, I guess, and corner for sure. We had a few other people. Somebody tweeted in and said, tell your brother-in-law. How about this? Bryce tweeted in at Sal Sports. Tell your brother-in-law Shiloh Sanders stinks. He didn't say stinks, though. Okay. Bryce, you know that Butch is not really my brother-in-law, right? I just want you to know that. However, he calls me his brother. I call him my brother because I call all of you my brothers, my sisters, my family. He's our family, right? We talk about Buffalo sports on the air. Butch is a longtime caller, and I always appreciate him calling. So thank you very much, though, for your contribution, Bryce. You can as well. At Sal Sports, that is getting connected with our fans, brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. It is the Thursday opening of the Masters. You know what that means? Our guy Brian Colziel is going to break it down and tell you how this thing may shake out this weekend. He joins me after this timeout on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on WGR.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step up of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.